This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 410 for Friday, May 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Friday following a tough week of declines. The July canola contract adds $3.50 at $689.70 per ton, and the new crop November contract gains $3.80 at $658.80 per ton. There's support for the Canadian oilseed coming from upticks in the Chicago soy complex, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Although modest increases in global crude oil prices have faded somewhat, they are still providing spillover support for the vegetable oils. A trader says all that makes it difficult to pull canola down any further. Also, he says the funds have been busy this week, rolling their July shorts into November. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending May 21st are nearly 134,000 tons, slipping back from last week. Canola exports rise to almost 129,000 tons, and domestic usage drops back to 141,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady at 73.41 U.S. cents on Friday afternoon, compared to Thursday's close of 73.38. Talks to resolve the U.S. government debt ceiling issue are making progress, with some reports suggesting there could be a deal reached as early as this weekend. Ahead of the crop progress report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture on Tuesday, soybean planting is expected to be 85 to 90% finished, and corn planting is forecast to be virtually complete. Spring wheat planting is projected to be 60% done, and winter wheat conditions are to hold at 31% good to excellent. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The July contract jumps 13 cents at $13.37 per bushel. July soy oil bumps up by 0.3 cents at 48.82 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $5 at $402.20 per short ton. Corn is stronger, with its July contract advancing 13 cents at $6.04 per bushel. Oats are higher, as its July contract increases 7.5 cents at $3.43.5. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago July gains 12 cents at $6.16. Kansas City July nudges up 1 cent at $8.19. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July rises 12.5 cents at $8.18. A reminder that the U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Memorial Day. Trading will resume that evening. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, May 26th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.